This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Trump won the debate last night. It's a big Thursday broadcast. Get ready to kick off.
Stood by, reserved, and battle-worn after enduring, along with the American people, a unification of fraud from the globalist bought and paid for mainstream media propaganda machine, the tremendous amount of scathing info from WikiLeaks, another torpedo to the sinking battleship of the Democrats from James O'Keefe and the Veritas Project, and the FBI's announcement that a four-star general will face prison time for charges that are dwarfed by Hillary's email breach of our national security. The stench of BS hung heavy in the air.
In a speech you gave to a Brazilian bank for which you were paid $225,000, we've learned from the WikiLeaks that you said this, and I want to quote, "My dream is a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders." So that's
Thank
the
you.
Question. That's the question. Please quiet everybody. Is that your dream, open borders?
Well, if you went on to read the rest of the sentence, I was talking about energy. You know, we trade more energy with our neighbors than we trade with the rest
That's
of the
lie.
World combined. And I do want
Not
us to have an electric grid, an energy system that crosses borders. I think that would be a great benefit to us. But you are very clearly quoting from WikiLeaks. And what's really important about WikiLeaks is that the Russian government has engaged in espionage against Americans. They have hacked American websites, American accounts of private people, of institutions. Then they have given that information to WikiLeaks for the purpose of putting it on the Internet. This has come from the highest levels of the Russian government, clearly from Putin himself, in an effort, as 17 of our intelligence agencies have confirmed, to influence our election. So I actually think the most important question of this evening, Chris, is finally, will Donald Trump admit and condemn that the Russians are doing this and make it clear that he will not have the help of Putin in this election, that he rejects Russian espionage against Americans, which he actually encouraged in the past? Those are the questions we need answered. We've never had anything like this happen in any of our elections before.
That was a great pivot off the fact that you want open borders, okay? How did we get on to Putin?
Do you condemn any interference by Russia in the American election?
By Russia or anybody else?
You condemn their interference?
Of course I condemn. Of course I can. I don't know Putin. I have no idea. I never met Putin. This is not my best friend. But if the United States got along with Russia, wouldn't be so bad. Look, she's been proven to be a liar on so many different ways. This is just another lie.
Well, I think when the middle class thrives, America thrives. And so I'm telling you right now, we're going to write fairer rules for the middle class, and we aren't going to raise taxes on the middle class.
So is your plan basically more, even more of the Obama stimulus?
Well, it's a combination, Chris. And let me say that when you inherit the level of economic catastrophe that President Obama inherited, I personally believe that the steps that President Obama took saved the economy. He doesn't get the credit he deserves for taking some very hard positions.
I was wondering what happened with my rally in Chicago and other rallies where we had such violence. She's the one in Obama that caused the violence. They hired people, they paid them $1,500, and they're on tape saying, be violent, cause fights, do bad things, which is a criminal act, by the way, where they're telling people to go out and start fistfights and start violence. And I'll tell you what, in particular in Chicago, people were hurt and people could have been killed in that riot. And that was now all on tape, started by her.
Well, I would like to say to everyone watching tonight that I'm reaching out to all Americans, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, because we need everybody to help make our country what it should be.
You can put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
I don't know about you, America, but how can we believe a word Hillary says? And why should we? John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Start your engines. Main transmission begins now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Eighteen days to general election. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. We have a bunch of extremely informative guests joining us. But I'm going to focus as best I can, just making a public announcement. I'm going to try to not get too out of breath, not get too hysterical. But there's so many facets to this. We have Donna Brazile, one of the main henchmen of the Democratic Party crime machine, one of the top generals, on Fox News telling Megyn Kelly that she will not be persecuted and that she didn't get a question from a previous debate weeks before the debate took place, which CNN admits they did. And the WikiLeaks email is real. But she just lies to everyone and says that's not her reality. And this is all about these people controlling reality and literally trying to mind control us. That's a theme that came up today when I was going through hundreds of these stories where you've got EPA courts and federal government institutions and czars telling Congress and telling other people, I will not talk to a climate denier. Now, in and of that is multiple mind controls. First, it was global freezing in the 70s. Then it was global warming in the 80s and 90s and 2000s. Now the UN got caught hiding the decline, red-handed, fixing the temperature rates with thousands of universities. So then it just became climate change. Then it's climate. You are denying climate. No, I'm not denying climate. That's like denying that, again, there's air or there's water. It's craziness. EPA chief, I'm not talking to climate deniers. And I've got several other articles where other people in the federal government are saying the same thing. We're in charge. We say what reality is. Obamacare is free. You can keep your doctor. Thank God the public's so dumb. Ha, ha, ha. And it's the same thing over and over again. I was listening to local talk radio this morning, and I tuned into National Public Radio, and then I was obviously talking to folks here at the office and just canvassing the public. And I was looking at the headlines, the New York Times, you name it. It was this wall of disinformation that Trump is just so outrageous. He's done something that in our history's never been done. He's so un-American that he is saying he's planning to contest the election if he doesn't win. No, what he said is, I'm going to wait and see. We got 4 million people that are either dead or who aren't supposed to be on the rolls. We've got reports coming out all over the country of election fraud. There's a history of it. We've got Democratic Party officials caught on undercover videos admitting it. I mean, these are the head people in the country. People for the American way. I mean, that's the top of the food chain with these folks. And the entire media acts like he's completely insane and has 14 heads and is from Mars. When, as I keep hammering, and finally this is starting to come out, Al Gore contested the election. It went to the Supreme Court. Antonin Scalia was the deciding person. Notice he got taken care of. This is so obvious. Does anyone remember 15 years ago? 16 years ago? Does anyone remember the 1960 election, which they certified was fraud in Illinois and Texas? Does anyone remember the Diebold machines in Ohio and the state certifying that fraud happened just a few years ago? I mean, there are so many thousands of certified examples. I caught election fraud where Patrick J. Buchanan, is that his middle name? Won Travis County. I was there volunteering. They still made you take like $2 an hour for some reason, but I would go volunteer for the elections at the main center. That's where I wanted to be. And I was there helping stack all of it up and seeing him winning by a landslide. He got like 5-6% in Travis County at the end of the night. I went, started them to force a recount, and the state said, you know what? You're right. We're still certifying it. But yes, it was fraud. I have been at the Capitol and at the state house, and I have been at the county commissioner's court when the thing gets certified and they admit it's a fraud. Personally, look it up, Microfiche newspaper. Alex Jones contesting the election. Because I'm a kook, folks, because I care, because I'm involved, because I know history. And it's the same thing here. Trump knows in internal polls he's 5, 10, 15 points ahead depending on the state. He's going to win by a landslide. Hillary can't even get a crowd of 200 people. He's got 30, 40, 50,000 everywhere he goes. Everyone knows this. The mainstream media knows this. CNN put out a new poll again last night, and guess what they did again? They oversampled Democrats, the Republicans, and put it in the methodology. Now, even in cooked polls, he's ahead right now. He destroyed her last night. He did miss some big opportunities when she was smirking about, you know, dead people in Syria when she's the author of it and, you know, so many other points. And he should have hit her during the debate, not just in a tweet, and said, "How you should give money back from Saudi Arabia and Qatar. They've given you over $100 million, and they cut women's genitals off. How dare you keep saying I'm abusing women with these cockamamie made-up stories that I patted somebody on their butt 15 years ago on a frickin' airplane, you witch." Excuse me. So I said, I'm going to settle down. But, man, there's only so much of the lying and twisting and disinfo I can take, okay? But we're putting together a video, a short one, but it's highly produced. It shows the history, the clips, all of it. But luckily, this, you know, it's not done yet, but I kind of saw it organically already on the Daily Caller and Breitbart and Drudge, where everybody's kind of going, hey, here's a clip of Al Gore contesting. Hey, here's a clip of where they just contested here. Here's a clip of Democrats, you know, 15 times saying Trump's going to rig the election. And that's what's crazy. Hillary on her plane last night, this is what makes smoke come out of my ears. Her little stage press conferences, you know, she won't do a real one, but she has her little lap dogs and, you know, they roll oranges at her. I'm not kidding. If you're a new listener, folks, they actually roll oranges at her to ask her questions. But sometimes she pops up and hangs in the doorway like a vampire bat, and then they ask her questions. And she's sitting there perched, and she goes into how ridiculous it is that he says he won't accept the election. No, he said he's going to wait and see if there's full theft going on. There's already evidence of it. As he said last night, 4 million people on the rolls shouldn't be there. Democrat chicanery. And then, I've got the time code here. 2.5 minutes later, she goes into the Russians are trying to overthrow the election. I mean, where is the reporters are sitting there going, oh, that he says the election might be stolen, the super key election. Oh, no. That's totally insane to say there might be some type of hanky-panky. Oh, my God, this is so bizarre. You know, it's like saying you throw your baby in with starving hyenas, they might eat the baby. Oh, that's ridiculous. Oh, my gosh, if you slit your wrist and jump into a pool of piranhas, they might bite you. I mean, he is such a kook. I mean, if you pour gasoline all over yourself and light it, you might get third-degree burns. I mean, what a kook. I mean, if you take a shotgun and shove it in your mouth with 12-gauge and pull the trigger, it might blow your head off. That's crazy. You take a meat cleaver to your fingers, it'll cut them off. That's the kind of crazy crap he's saying. He says if you take a slice of butter and put it on bread, and it's hot toast, it'll melt. He said if you don't breathe air, you'll suffocate. Oh, yeah. This guy's a freaking demon, okay? You know why? Because he said 2 + 2 = 4, and that's a crime with these people, because these people are a cult. And I already knew this, but watching them, they really think they're controlling reality as con artists. And they look at you with this dead stare. Like Donna Brazile looks like a dead person. She looks like a dead person rotting in the sun that they've somehow reanimated. I'm sorry, she does. And then she just sits there and lies about WikiLeaks. It's all a con game with these people. I mean, it's just crazy. So we're sitting here dealing with all of this, and what do you do when they're constantly saying elections are fraudulent? Both sides have always been caught cheating. It's constantly going on. We have all the Democratic officials saying they're already cheating as we speak. Hillary says it's completely kooky. There's no such thing as election fraud. So does the president. But then meanwhile, out of the next statement out of their mouth, they talk about the Russians, we've got to guard the election. They are at war with reality. So when we come back from break, we've got a whole bunch of these clips, and I'm going to just play them here, and then hopefully you can take this video and send this on to your Democratic friends and just say to them, listen, I don't care if you don't want to vote for Trump. That's fine. But at least admit this is an attempt to overthrow reality. Because to say that Trump is evil, and Trump is bad, and Trump is upsetting our republic and our democracy and all this, when he's saying, I'm going to wait and see what happens with this election, this is highly contested, we got 4 million people in there that shouldn't be voting, the Democrats say they're going to be cheating, and guess what, we've got new WikiLeaks with Podesta, and he's in there saying we've got to get driver's licenses to the illegal so they can vote. But that's no secret. Seven or eight states tried to pass laws last year, and again, they passed the houses in several states, going to governor's desk. What was it in Illinois, California, and one other went to the desk, but then the governor didn't sign them because it would be too obvious. There it is, Podesta. It's okay for illegals to vote with driver's license. WikiLeaks. I mean, that's the whole point. Is you're here, they give you a driver's license, which all these states are doing, and then you can go vote. But they don't even want that. They're saying, don't even have that. Just don't even, just show up, and just whoever you are, you can vote. I mean, this is beyond insane. And they sit there with a deadpan straight stare and say, Donald Trump has just sunk to a new low when he said he was going to wait and see what happens. She's already stole the nomination. I'd say she's already illegitimate. What she said last night. What she said last night.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is a short segment. I want to get more into the election fraud, and then I want to go through the next segment, some of the history of the Democrats claiming, alleging, and also proving election fraud, because both sides do it. It's well known. Democrats are more famous for it overall. That's just a fact. Everybody knows about JFK stealing it from Nixon and the rest of it, but it happens. And so for Obama a few months ago to say, what is election fraud? It doesn't exist. Don't listen to that guy from Texas. And then to go on and have his surrogates come out and say, oh, my God, the Russians are hacking our election. we've got to, you know, basically federalize it, really shows you how stupid they think you are, where they want you to hold two conflicting ideas in your head at the same time that they are telling you are both true. So first, here's Obama, obviously, a few days ago, saying to Trump that he needs to, quote, stop whining.
I have never seen in my lifetime or in modern political history any presidential candidate trying to discredit the elections and the election process before votes have even taken place. It's unprecedented. It happens to be based on no facts. Every expert, regardless of political party, regardless of ideology, conservative or liberal, who has ever examined these issues in a serious way, will tell you that instances of significant voter fraud are not to be found, that, keep in mind, elections are run by state and local officials, which means that there are places like Florida, for example, where you've got a Republican governor.
Okay, let's stop right here.
Who's a
so he's saying basically Trump's a liar. He goes on to say, stop whining, we'll play that clip when we come back from break, that part of it. But this is crazy. He's restating the lie that, A, there's no such thing as election fraud. No serious expert says there is. We have a whole bunch of clips of Democrats in 2008, 2004, saying there's election fraud, quote, quote, we got to stop it, Al Gore, the rest of it. So he's lying to you there. But then he knows full well what Pew Research and others show. Between 4, maybe 6 million, but 4 is the low number, people that shouldn't be on the voting rolls are dead people that are voting. And we have Democrats all over the country. That's their specialty, is election fraud, organizing individual voter fraud. And they always try to confuse the public and the media about that, too. Like, this individual fraud's very, very rare, and it's only a few people doing it. Well, yes, it's rare for someone individually to go out and try to vote in somebody else's name, because it's organized, because they have the voter list. They have the computer list of people that don't vote, but who they've kept on the list, or dead people. I mean, CNET News, all of them know this is true. It's indisputable, but here's a clip on Pew Research, one of the top research groups out there, that Trump was quoting last night.
Well, listen, if you think that the election system in this country is outdated, old, you're absolutely right. Pew Study did a research into this. Says it's a system plagued with errors and inefficiencies. But let me give you some numbers to really bring that home. According to Pew, 24 million people, one of every 8, voter registrations in the U.S. are no longer valid or significantly inaccurate. More than 1.8 million dead people are listed as voters. So you could use that name. Go ahead and vote. Approximately 2.75 million people, 2¾ million people, are registered in more than one state. So that is outlines, I think, the possibility of voter fraud.
Yeah, so you add that up, it's over 4 million, but 20-plus million total. So you can sit there and look at the obituaries a month before and pick 2 or 3 people's names that you want, and then you could go in and try to vote, because most states don't make you have an ID, and if they say that's on the roll, you say, well, I should be. You just go walk in another precinct and try another name, and you try a couple, you're going to hit a voter. Now, that's how an individual can do it. It's very rare, but that's how an individual can do it. But if you're the Democratic Party, they have the computer databases. They have the voter rolls. Many times the Democratic Party has the county clerk who's over all that, working with them to carry out the fraud. In fact, that's generally who quarterbacks it, in my experience in Texas, is the county clerks. And it is a very dirty business indeed. Texas is famous for fraud. I'm proud of my state, but Texas probably has as much election fraud as even New York or Illinois. And they're the other king daddies of it. But these are key battleground states. Always are big states because there's a large turnout and a large number of people, so they're big prizes too. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into more facts for the president. who's never heard of election fraud and just has never heard of anyone saying we should, you know, check the integrity of our system. But that's all Trump's doing. It's putting light on this so they don't get away with it. He's letting them know he's going to contest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones. It's the
time. All right. Get ready because I'm going to lay out the total proof of the conscious lying of the unified media that no one's ever heard of election fraud, that it's unprecedented what Donald Trump is doing, and that it's just crazy to allege it even exists. I even forgot. I got another clip I didn't give you guys of Carville. James Carville going, well, of course there's fraud. Raising cages. Of course there's fraud. I mean, what do you think's going on here? It's just over the top that they're telling you. It'd be like if Donald Trump said, I'm worried about bank robberies. We need more police outside banks because there have been a slew of bank robberies if he was a mayor. And they go, well, that's just ridiculous. No one's ever heard of a bank robbery. Why, I see. Again, it's the way they talk to us like we're 2 years old. And not a very bright toddler either. Now new news of Bill Clinton mistresses and women he reportedly raped and abused is coming out. I mean, it is just getting crazy. But before we go there, I want to thank the listeners for their support, for spreading the word, for your prayers. Last night I got a little bit mad a few times at Hillary, and I'm very honest about it. And I don't claim to be a very Christ-like person in many ways. But I will say this. Christ went and made a scourge, basically a cat or nine tails, and went in and beat the money changers because they were so corrupt and overturned the tables and basically kicked their butts. And I'm not calling for violence. I'm saying at a certain point, we have to overturn the tables. We have to stop being calm and putting up with all this. And so sometimes I get a little bit ashamed of how I act on air. Everybody seemed to love it, actually, when I started calling Hillary, you know, a lying whore. And it's not nice to ladies of the night that, you know, compared to a lot of professions, it's pretty honorable. Honorable when compared to, say, a you know, globalist or one of these New World Order banker types or people that, you know, sell cluster bombs and drop on kids. But when I say a whore, I mean a whore of Babylon. And they make jokes and go, oh, look, he's crazy. He's not an atheist like us pinheads. He's making, you know, literary connections to archetypal evil. That's exactly what I mean. I could sit her all day and list her crimes, the horrible things she's done, smirking like a big plastic jack-o'-lantern demon. I mean, her face is a horror movie cover. Every time I talk about dead kids or radical Islam and her supporting it or depression and war, that big demon face would come on that gives me the willies. I'll be honest, Hillary Clinton scares me. And by scares me, I'm not physically scared of her. Knowing that type of evil exists gives me the willies, is what I'm saying. I am repulsed by her, like when you open a drawer up and a black widow comes out and almost bites you. You're like, ugh! I mean, I guess I am scared of her, but it's like a repulsion. She's a revolting person, and her minions are revolting, stunted, demonic idiots. And I consider all day and list her crimes, and we do it. But at the end of the day, I've just got to be honest and get the poison out and just say how I feel about her. People can call me mean all day. I'm not carpet bombing countries. I'm not selling out missile secrets to China. I'm not funding radical Wahhabis to enslave millions of women and put little eight-year-old girls and six-year-old girls by the thousands into sex slavery. I mean, these radical Muslims she's funding and supporting are the nastiest, craziest, evilest people I've ever heard of. I mean, they're worse than stuff out of, you know, nightmare novels. They're horrible. And they're oppressive, and they just are everything that the West and the Renaissance stands against. And that's why the West and the Renaissance has to be pissed on by the mainstream media all day and told how we're the guilty ones and we're the bad ones, because they know we are altruistic on average and care and want to build and want to have freedom, and the globalists don't want that. That's why they're allied with the most twisted, dirty, backward, fetid, scrofulous-filled, flaky Islam. Now, before I go any further and get into the big news here and these clips and all this big presentation we've got ready, as I said, I want to thank the listeners of the broadcast. I want to thank you for your support. We're only able to do all this because of your support. It's a win-win. We've really developed top-of-the-line nutraceuticals. We've really developed you know, a lot of great T-shirts to spread the word, Molon Labe, anti-New World Order shirts, Hillary for Prison shirts, you name it. We're selling those right now at cost. Those shirts will be gone. This is the last run of those. We have the new Trump is my president shirt, an all-red shirt, to wear on election day, and then afterwards to point out that we are the majority, that we understand what's happening. Totally freaked them out in Cleveland and other areas when a third of the folks were wearing Hillary for Prison shirts. It really got to them big time. And thousands of newspapers all over the news. Those are all available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the big umbrella site. The subsection is InfoWarsLife.com. We have the big mega special that is going to end tomorrow. In fact, I will end it, you know, tonight. It's going to be over today. That's 25% off on our great nootropic Rainforest. Go read all the amazing ingredients. It would be a good deal at $50. It's normally, what, 30-something bucks? It is $22 right now, a great way to get introduced to Brain Force, and that supports the broadcast. This is a clean, healthy, good way to boost your mental capacity and to get those neurons firing. Sign up for AutoShip and get an additional 10% off, InfoWarsLife.com. But store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com, store-wide free shipping right now on top of all of that, and we have several other specials on the site. Living Defense would be one of our very best sellers. The problem is it's got a whole bunch of ingredients. Each one has to be tested by the big laboratory to pass California standards, and then a lot of times nobody can hardly do that with one ingredient, much less 20-something. So then we have to keep sending stuff back until we get it at those standards. And so I'm talking about changing the formula so it doesn't have so many things in it. But that's what makes it good, is it has so many things in it. But it's you know, it's hard to make something like this. It's like if you don't get the right grapes, you don't get the right wine. I mean, we will sell no wine before it's time. Well, something like Living Defense, a complex formulation, that's what it is. Parasite Cleanse, check that out. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Living Defense is back in. You can read the rave reviews there at InfoWarsLife.com from third-party sites that we are linked to. And of course, there's a great sleep aid knockout. You know, if you've had too much brain force. And then there's some of the other great products like DNA 4, Survival Shield, X2, Secret 12. Oh, and don't forget, because I'm going to take some right now. Selenium, the neuron fire. You die without it, and the deficiencies are in most people. The government keeps lowering the level they say you need. Let me tell you something. Selenium is the bomb, and we have the bio-true selenium from the mighty mustard seed. Take them right now. Talk about energy. Now, it's different for different people, but I personally get more energy from selenium than I do from even brain force. But it varies for everybody. You know what I mean? That's just how the metabolic systems work. So check out all the products. But bottom line, you're funding our operation, and you know that that's having a huge effect out there. So it's a total win, 360 win. But thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support and more. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And in closing, I want to encourage everybody to become sponsors of our local affiliates, support local sponsors, let them know why, spread the word about that station, and quite frankly, volunteer for the station if you can, give them a donation, because there's a war to shut down talk radio, a war to get True Patriots off radio right now, and we're growing on the number of stations because our listeners are supporting them, and the ratings are very, very good. Even on smaller stations, within a year or so, we defeat the bigger stations in the area. Then a phenomenon happens. Once the ratings go up, they come in and buy out the airtime and put on ESPN or other things. But that is a phenomenon. In fact, we're well known for that now. That's the formula. That's exactly what people have done all over the country. So I don't care. A lot of times we get on a station about a year, the ratings go from nowhere to number one or number two, and then they sell the timeout. But that's whatever it takes for folks to survive. But we're changing the world together right now. It's a very, very special time to be alive. So I want to thank everybody out there for supporting our local affiliates. Thank you. Now, it frustrates me at a very deep level that mainstream media is organized against the American people. But the good news is they've been so brazen, so naked, so open about it that their ratings have gone from horrible to almost non-existent. I mean, they are facades now, and the establishment combines, like Carlos Slim, you know, the global kingpin of Mexico, just props up the New York Times. It admittedly loses tons of money every year. I mean, the thing is a joke. But it has all this so-called fake prestige, but only with the most uneducated and wannabe trendies. Not with the educated anymore. They know it's a joke. But with wannabe intellectuals and liberals, it still is the gold standard. And it's a bellwether of everything else, but it is sinking fast. And that's their own doing. So are they backing off on the deception? No. The New York Times even writes articles we've read on air where they say, we're no longer even going to act like we're not biased. And then I see them on CNN, MSNBC, they'll announce, well, you know, this is the year that we showed our bias, and we're right to show our bias because Donald Trump's an evil racist, blah, 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 as if we needed you to tell us that you were biased all these years. Again, that's how delusional you are. You were hired because you were followers. You were hired because you read off a teleprompter. You were hired because you were narcissists that wanted to look at yourself in the mirror. You are nothing but repeaters. You're nothing but meat puppets, okay? You're a joke, but you're the perfect delusionites to go then try to push your delusion on the rest of us. It's not working. So here's Obama saying there's no such thing as election fraud and that Trump should stop whining. While all of the surrogates and Hillary Clinton are running around saying the Russians are trying to hack the election, so we've got to federalize it. And in the same speech, he said there's nobody involved in local elections. The feds aren't involved when they've announced they're federalizing them. again, they really think you're stupid. And I guess this election is a referendum on, is the public really this gullible and this dumb, or really just wants to get on a moron bandwagon? Here's the president.
But the larger point that I want to emphasize here is that there is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections, in part because they're so decentralized and the numbers of votes involved. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past or that there are instances in which that will happen this time. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
We have the leader of People for the American Way that, you know, we're battling Joe McCarthy back in the day, same old suspects, and his national coordinator on video saying, we're going to effing do what we always do and have people vote 10 times apiece, busting them around. And the police aren't going to stop us, and the courts aren't going to stop us. We got the Justice Department. Should I play those clips again? No, I already played them yesterday. Everybody knows about it on this show. Nowhere on mainstream media, though. By the way, James O'Keefe's joining us today of Project Veritas. See, I don't get excited around Hollywood stars, folks, but I get excited with someone like James O'Keefe or Drudge. Or these are heroes, man. These are the real deal. Now, he's coming up. I'm getting excited here. Schoolgirl. Now, here's just a short compilation. We're putting together bigger ones right now of the Democrats freaking out about election fraud that, remember, doesn't exist like in 2000.
The thing that has most animated this election on the Democratic side has been the sense of a rigged system.
The game is rigged against them.
So there's a sense the game is rigged.
Yes, this is what a rigged economy is about.
A rigged system.
They'll do anything to rig the system to vote at the top.
The game is rigged against a lot of people who have done their dead-level best.
That the system is rigged.
People say the game is rigged.
Keeps the system rigged for those at the top.
The system is rigged.
Their obstruction is keeping a system that is rigged.
The game is rigged.
We must fix an economy in America that is rigged.
The game is rigged, and it's not right.
A rigged economy.
The game is rigged.
And the economy is rigged.
The American people know that the system is rigged against them.
The system rigged against the middle class.
All I know, it is rigged. And it's still rigged.
Too many people feel like the system is rigged.
People say the game is rigged.
How the game is rigged.
Our economy is rigged.
People feel like the system is rigged against them. And here's the painful part. They're right.
You know, the system, folks, is...
And he goes on to say the system's rigged. Now, that's them saying the system's rigged. But we have all the clips of them talking about election fraud and the problem of that, and again, we're getting a bunch of clips together of them talking about the Russians trying to rig the election, specifically the election, and Jay Johnson saying he's federalizing the election. But everybody knows who's informed. They've done that. They've announced it. We played those clips. Now, next, some people are starting to argue that there wasn't an election fought over in 2000. There was. Al Gore contested it. It went to the Supreme Court. Remember the hanging chads, all that stuff? They'd like you to think that never happened. So here, we already played you Pew Research earlier, admitting 20-something million people that shouldn't be on the voting rolls, 4 million that we know the Democrats are manipulating. So flashback, Gore refuses to concede election, demands recount to ensure all the votes are counted. That happened. So Obama says he's never heard of a candidate saying anything like this in U.S. history. What about 16 years ago, my friend? Again, he thinks you're a moron. Here's Al Gore.
If you lose in the Supreme Court of Florida, where do you stand?
Well, the effort I have underway is simply to make sure that all the votes are counted, and when the issues that are now being considered in the Florida Supreme Court are decided, that'll be an important point. But I don't want to speculate on what the Florida Supreme Court will do.
So that happened. Now, Joe Scarborough, why do I not like Joe Scarborough? Because I know, like Newt Gingrich, he's very smart. He knows exactly what's going on. He's not stupid. He's on a show with the daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the most evil men alive in the world, according to himself. He writes books bragging about it, about how, you know, all the horrible things he's done, and world government, and how we're stupid, and how the government brings in the drugs and controls the organized crime, and how that's a good thing. I mean, go read his books. I'm digressing. The reason I get mad at Scarborough is he'll say something totally true one day and then reverse it a week later. But what he's saying in this next clip is pure veritas. It's true that the Democrats are running around acting like they've never heard somebody say, I'm concerned about an election, when they are the ones that always scream the loudest, which, again, goes to their arrogance.
Back to what Kellyanne Conway said, I don't quite understand what Mayor Giuliani is referring to, but this all happened after the race.
Right.
And in addition, Al Gore accepted the outcome of the Supreme Court decision. And my understanding is that from what Mr. Trump is saying, he may not be willing to accept the outcome.
No, what was the exact quote?
He said, leave you in suspense.
He said, I'll look at it at the time.
I'll look at it at the time.
Leave you in suspense. Right.
So that means he's not willing to say, I will accept the outcome. If you are
means is he'll look at it at the time. I love everybody saying, I woke up in these screaming headlines saying, Donald Trump will not respect election results. He actually said, I'll look at it at the time. I'll see.
Has there ever been a presidential candidate to say that?
If they're voting irregularities, then any presidential candidate, anybody,
yeah, has the right would to you have said?
We would all stand here and say that.
What would your response be to that question?
I said, yeah, certainly. I'll certainly respect the outcome of the election. I, of course, will want to make sure that
it's fair.
Well,
he didn't say that.
I will want to make sure that it's fair. It's on the up and up.
But he didn't say that.
Yeah, but you know what? This is an example. The media got something they can absolutely freak out about and claim that he's an agent of Vladimir Putin and destroying democracy in America, and it's just another example of the media having to find a little phrase and freak out.
So he's
when, as a Republican, I have listened to Democrats talk about the only two times we won the White House in like 800 years, that we stole both elections. I had to sit through Fahrenheit 9-1-1, and a lady was sobbing violently behind me on the Upper West side about the election being stolen from George Bush, and I patted her halfway through. I go, it's all right. It's all right, ma'am.
But Al Gore,
hold on. It's all right. It's all a lie anyway. Democrats have been whining for 16 years. They're still writing articles about how Bush stole the elections in 2000 and 2004. So this holier-than-thou attitude about this is the first time anyone has suggested that the election is not a sacrosanct process. It's a joke. So you guys bathe in that hypocrisy if you want to. I'd just like to hear how the debate went. Go ahead. Bathe.
You can't. The difference is what Michael just said. It's the candidate himself. You will have spectators, voters, political officials, elected officials, all contemplating, writers saying that this didn't happen this way. They stole it. Bush did this. But you never had a presidential candidate.
So let me be very specific.
My target
this morning for my mockery are the very people that are writing articles today on their blogs that are saying this is a threat to democracy. The electoral process in America is sacrosanct. And if we ever doubt this, are we no better than Putin?
I mean, those are the people I'm mocking. See, I'm not comparing him to Aaron.
All right, now, let's get to the meat and potatoes here. This is unprecedented to have him 20-something days out, now 18 days out, but he was doing this months ago. Because he's not stupid. It's unprecedented to have them trigger regulations that the RNC and DNC created corporately in 1972 and 1976, respectively, to say if we ever don't like a candidate, we'll ignore the popular will of the voters and the delegates in the primary, and we will appoint that person. And George Will coming out and saying, a mere plurality of voters doesn't matter. It is the sovereign party. I mean, I thought they were about to start playing God Save the Queen. He actually said, it is the will and the sovereignty of the party, not a mere plurality of voters. He wrote that for the Washington Post. They were all over TV saying, your vote doesn't count. And so the commentator would say, so you're saying the vote doesn't count and don't vote in the primary. Yes, we shouldn't even have primaries. The party decides. Everybody went, excuse me? There are election laws. You are just guardians of this. You're not allowed to do that. Let's go ahead and challenge that. And because he is a leader, because he should be president, he came out, Donald Trump, and said, I'm going to contest you trying to steal the nomination from me, when they would celebrate voterless victories in Colorado and other states And the media was like, how dare Drudge get involved in the election again? We need to have the Federal Election Commission shut Drudge down. And InfoWars, too, remember that? Because they're putting up headlines that say another voterless victory for Ted Cruz. Well, there weren't votes. They were just announcing, oh, we're canceling the election now. We're canceling the primary. The party says it's Ted Cruz. Or he wins Louisiana. Or he wins all these other states. And then they give the delegates to Ted Cruz. The same thing they did to Bernie Sanders for Hillary. But Bernie didn't do it. He rolled over like a good little socialist, didn't he? And got given a big lake house and a book deal and more goodies for his wife who helped bankrupt and suck the university dry she ran. These people are locusts. Just look at them. They just fop around all day conning good people. They just scam artists around all day long. And so you've got him rolling over on all his constituents, laughing at them. And guess what? Donald J. Trump didn't do that, did he? That's what's unprecedented. And so he knows that they already tried to steal it. He fought for it, so he got it. And so now he's going to fight for it again, and so are we. And listen, you little con artists, you can't stand the fact your con games don't work on us. You can't stand the fact that we know your health care law was a scam meant to bankrupt things. It's now in the WikiLeaks. You can't stand straight shooters. But guess what? We're coming. And people like myself and Donald Trump, we're just the front line of this. There's so much more coming behind us. We're never going to stop. You just woke up the sleeping giant. You're going to get your ass kicked forever now. You understand that? Nothing's going to stop us. We're going to fight you. We're going to expose you. We got your number. Let's play the leader, Donald Trump.
Tell you one other thing. She shouldn't be allowed to run. She's guilty of a very, very serious crime. She should not be allowed to run. And just in that respect, I say it's rigged. Because she should never have been allowed to run for the presidency based on what she did with emails and so many other things.
But, sir, there is a tradition in this country. In fact, one of the prides of this country is the peaceful transition of power, and that no matter how hard fought a campaign is, that at the end of the campaign, that the loser concedes to the winner. Not saying that you're necessarily going to be the loser or the winner, but that the loser concedes to the winner and that the country comes together in part for the good of the country. Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
And, of course, before that, he went into the 4 million people on the voter rolls. It was actually 21 million. And he went into the folks that shouldn't be able to vote, and he went into all the stuff going on. But I would have just said, lady, you shouldn't even be here. You stole the nomination from Sanders. He would have destroyed them. And the Republicans were going to take it away from me, even though I had the delegates. Of course I'm saying we need to watch out for being rigged. If you got a neighbor next to you, you caught breaking into your house 3 times, should you start watching that neighbor and saying, you know, he got out of jail again. Keep the garage door locked. We need to move out of this neighborhood. We had to move out of a neighborhood once because there was one family down the street, and their kid was always going to jail and stuff. He was robbing everybody's houses, TVs, jewelry, you name it. My dad one time came home from work and saw him with one of our bicycles down the street, came and said, give the bicycle back. His dad, I guess, came out and threatened and stuff, and some things happened. But the point is that this is the type of stuff that goes on in this country. And we see Hillary with the bicycle in our garage, putting her fat ass on it. Right? And we're like, listen, that's our bicycle, lady. She's like, you never had a bicycle. This isn't a bicycle. This isn't the bicycle you're looking for. Racist, racist, racist. It doesn't work anymore. You stole it from Bernie Sanders in front of God in the world. You tried to steal it from Trump. We don't have memories of goldfish. I mean, the general public does, but what are you going to do about the rest of us? I mean, we know you're a pack of degenerate scumbag criminals, okay? That isn't rhetoric. You are an organized racketeering operation. The mainstream media, the big banks, the Democrats, the Republican leaders, you're all going to prison. That's the truth, so get ready to get your asses locked up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap.